Alma is your
daughter.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have a sister, but your sister's son would be your.
My sister's son would be my nephew.
Mm-hmm. And your mother's brother would be your.
My uncle.
Mm-hmm. And in the old days, did they have separate names for if a teacher was male or female? Did they have different names for?
I don't
this?
Know whether they did. You know, I call my daddy professor.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I ever used, I guess.
Okay. At a wedding, the man who stands up for the groom is the
best man.
Mm-hmm. And the one of the women who stands up for the bride, but she's not the maid of honor or the matron of honor.
Just a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. And the people who are related to you are your
relatives.
How about people who aren't related to you?
Well, those are friends, acquaintances, and strangers.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your house, what style it is? And
well, I guess it's just going to be called ranch style.
Mm-hmm.
What else would you like to know?
Well, could you give me a sort of a word picture of your house, like just like a word tour, a picture tour of your house?
Of my house, all right. Well, basically, since my husband was in remodeling construction, we generally give people directions and say, when you get to the end of the road and it's a place that looks like Sanford and Sons, you have gotten to the right place because he
Does
saves
it look like
everything.
Sanford and Sons?
But I would say that we have absolutely no furniture style at all. It's a little of whatever each of us likes.
Mm-hmm.
I always said that I wouldn't collect a lot of trinkets and stuff, but as you look around, you see there's quite a bit of that. We like living out in an area where when we first moved here, there were no neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of green trees. I grew up down the valley where we irrigated, and I said to Bill, we need to live where we can irrigate.
Mm-hmm.
So what else? 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
living room,
mm-hmm.
dining room. Kitchen, den, utility room, junkyard.
So
probably the most interesting thing I would say is that we did most of the work ourselves. We built it ourselves. Like,
yeah.
We built it ourselves.
Like, you actually put up these
rafters
yourself.
Yeah, we had carpenters, but we did all the sheetrock, and we did all the... It was something that you learn a lot. We know what's in it.
Yeah.
An interesting feature is our fireplace, because we went out to Kilburn Hole. Do you know where Kilburn
mm-hmm.
Hole is? We went out there and hauled in the black rocks to build our fireplace.
How neat.
And I always tell everybody, it's great, because if it smokes, the rocks are already black.
Yeah. That's great.
So, built 6'4", and that's why we have open ceilings, because he said, I don't want a house that sits on top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have nice high ceilings.
Mm-hmm.
What other kinds of houses do you find in the valley?
In this part of the valley, most of this part of the valley, some of them that you come over by Country Club, I think were built in the late 30s. So you have various styles. I don't think you can say that there's any one particular style. You do find a few of what I consider the southwestern style, but not very many. I'd
mm-hmm.
say mostly your ranch look, your... yeah.
Mm-hmm. A bit like building materials.
Yeah, mostly brick, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
None of your clapboard, as my grandmother
right.
used to call it.
And in the valley here, how do you divide your properties from one another? Like, how are the properties divided physically? What's in between them?
Nothing. Or a hedge.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom are there fences or walls. Sometimes there's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Over your fireplace, do you have a shelf?
Mm-hmm.
What's
mantle.
That? Mm-hmm. And the smoke goes up.
The chimney.
Mm-hmm. And there's black stuff inside the chimney called?
Soot.
Uh-huh. And